Do you think we're alone?
I don't know.
There must be something out there.
Yeah, I guess.
I wish someone would just send us a sign.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Holy Shatner.
Mama, just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and threw it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters. My time has come. Sent shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama, oh. I don't want to die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at all. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo,
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 Galileo Figaro. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. He's buried his life from his monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? Miss Mala.
No, we will not let you go.
Let me go, Miss Mala.
Let me go!
Let me go!
Let me go!
Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me! For me! Stone me and spit in my eye. So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby, don't do this to me. nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me. Anyway, the wind blows. Anyway, the wind blows.
Soon you will find that you're not a person, you're just a sign. All your distraction can't interfere. Life on the outside seems so unclear. Full moon tonight, happening here. You're just a child. My motives are clear. Your heart is pounding. You're losing your ground. You're letting yourself. I'm bringing you down. Sliding deeper inside, flash of your lifetime, crushing your pride. For my master, going on 19 years. You passed before me, still my life is filled with fear. So she's my mother, she has four more beside me. Think I believe her, I can't stand misery. When I was a lesson for, God was always with me, looking through. baby.
Skunk, Buddha, roach, reefer, and nugget? My brain says, wait, I can't think another thought. This shit's all clogged up with tetrahydrocannabinol. And Johnny D says,
hey Dave, I'm pretty hungry.
Then let's eat!
I don't feel like walking, man. Will you carry me?
Well, since age 4, I really couldn't feel my legs, cause I smoked a fat joint or two every night before I went to bed. I got real stoned and started listening to Criss Cross. Felt really weird, kinda like I had some nip-ons.
Is it cold in here?
I smoke a fat pound of grass and enlarge my ass with some nachos and burritos that I got at Taco Bell really fast.
Come here, baby. You look really good right now.
John, wait a minute. You're talking to my doorbell.
Shit. Teacher wanted to smoke me up in junior high. Only problem was, I was already pretty fucking high. I took a shot of vodka with a chaser, made a bong out of an eraser, asked my teacher to spread her legs so I could taste her. Walked in the strip club, I was pretty fucked up. Started splashing around in people's drinks like a little bear cub. Extraterrestrials packing a bowl while they're saying, we ain't got the shit up on Mars, you know. Whoa, 99% of my life I've been baked. At my wedding I said, hey, fuck this shit, and went straight for the cake. I told my wife our kids were gonna be junkies, riding around in a Volkswagen playing kumbaya like a bunch of hippies.
You know you're really stoned when you can't feel your hands.
Where are my hands?
Running around trying to figure out the meaning of your toenails, man.
Toe covers.
I went to White Castle and asked for a Happy Meal. Waitress said,
we don't serve those here.
I said, dude, what's the deal?
Tate, brother, I need to go roll a J.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Dave, you got an extra nugget I can maybe take?
I already smoked it.
I don't want to come down. It's too fun to be high. I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life. Mayo or relish, I can barely decide. Let's put on some cookies. Yeah, man, high five.
All my life, I was either baked or fried. I don't really have sex because I fall asleep when I try.
Not again.
I get ripped like the Incredible Hulk.
I trip when I walk, and my eyes are always either half shut or bloodshot. When I was little, I used to get baked and run into the wall. My parents took a hit, put down the bong, and said, aww. I lie awake and prop my bong against the wall. Tell my friend Dave to light that some bitch from 12 feet down the hall. I get high and glad, and by the way, when you find my dad, tell him I'll see him in a while when I get out of rehab.
Is a motherfucker. To meet the two of them was like meeting half of Kiss. But Jay Adams, he was just like some asshole Peter Criss. Tony Alva is a rock and roll star. Jay Adams, motherfucker. Nothing to put me in my place, but I could tell he was disgusted by the look on his face. Tony Alva is a rock and roll star. Jay Adams is a motherfucker. Some of you may know how the story went. Tony got all of the pussy, but all Jay's money spent. Is a rock and roll star, Jay Adams, motherfucker. Go. He did a little time for beating gays and selling drugs. Today you see him in the movie and he wants a big hug. I'm like, Tony Alva is a rock and roll star, Jay Adams, motherfucker. An asshole to an 8-year-old. Come on now, Tony Alva, you're a rock and roll star. Jay Adams, wherever you are, I still love you, man.
And now we're going on an imaginary tour around the world on the SS Rhythm. Here our ship is off the coast of the Congo, and we hear the sound of jungle drums. Ah, la, 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 la. And then we go to Spain, we hear the sound of the Spanish bolero. And the Spanish tango, la, 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 la. And then we go to Italy for the rhythm of the tarantelle. La 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 la. This is the tarantelle. Happy days and happy days. And this is the way to do the tarantelle. And then we go to our Viennese countries for the rhythm of the Viennese waltz. La 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 la. And then we go to Scotland for the bagpipes. And to Ireland for the jig. La 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 la. Jiggity jig, I'm happy when I do a jig. Jiggity 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 jig, and that's the way to do the jig. And then we go to our Slavic countries for the rhythm of the Kazakhs. And to Poland for the rhythm of the polka. La 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 la. Do the happy polka. La 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 la. And then we go over to Israel on our imaginary ship, the SS Rhythm, and we have the rhythm of the horror. Oh, Nagila, 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 baby, and it's
by. And across the ocean to South America, where we hear the sound of the bolero rumba. Oh, Besame, we do the rumba and the cha-cha. La, 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 do the cha-cha-cha. Everybody does the and the pachanga. I love to do pachanga. My mother does pachanga. My brother does pachanga. Everybody does the pachanga and the mambo. I mambo. I and the bossa nova. La 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 la. And the merengue. I merengue. I merengue. I merengue. And the samba. Ba ba ba. I'm a Brazil. That's where we get the samba from. Ba-ba-ba-ba-o-bum. And then we come across to the good old USA where we have the sound of the blues. Da-da-da-la-la-da-da-da. I'm as blue as I can be. And the rhythm of Dixieland. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Oh, when the saints go marching in. When the saints come marching in. And then the rhythm of rock and roll. Charleston, ba da ba da ba ba. Oh, Charleston, Charleston, ba 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 ba. And the rhythm of the Peabody. I got rhythm, you got rhythm. I got rhythm, ba 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 ba. That is the rhythm of the world.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving.
As an added suggestion, think to yourself the following phrase.
W-F-M-U.
We will be using this suggestion throughout the program, so whenever you want to enter into a deep state of relaxation, just place your hand very gently below your navel and think to yourself the words.
W-F-M-U. You
will immediately and gently feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed.
Okay. Well, that's pleasant enough, but let's get down to brass tacks, shall we? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And we bring you a grab bag edition because, well, we can't always think of a coherent theme, right? So we just come in here and kind of load it all with a fan, as we say in the truck business, and let the chips fall where they may. The chips began falling with William Shatner and the Bohemian Rhapsody. The Underground Railroad was from the Lollipop Shop back in about 1970. My Name Is was the parody truck. Tony Alva was the Opel Book Club, whoever they are. Followed by Sam Milano, 93 years old, still playing the drums. And that was the SS Rhythm, New York, New York, from Strawberry Shortcake. I don't think that was the Howie Kalin edition of Strawberry Shortcake, but interesting nonetheless. So that brings us up to where we are now. And where we are now is we're working on the marathon. Every year, for 2 weeks, we come to you with hat in hand, trying to get a little help, making sure we can keep going through the year. And that's what we're doing now. Although it's weird on the podcast side, because you guys could probably be listening to this in, I don't know, June or July or 2015, whatever. But the 2013 marathon is from the 3rd, I'm sorry, the 4th through the 17th of March. That's 2 weeks. And we'd like you to call us up or go online, make a pledge. I know you guys are all onliners, so just go to WFMU.org. You'll find a link to make a pledge and the marathon page, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? Even if it's August, you can still go ahead and send us a couple of bucks. We have a good use for it, trust me. And there's all kinds of swag and good stuff like that. But mostly what you get is more of the same. Where else could that be a good thing? Right. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes and we'll talk about it some more. In the meantime, please enjoy these wonderful tunes.
Hey there, cousin. You say 5 sponsors dropped out when they discovered you tried to squeeze in a wreckage Monday morning? And your wife wants you to take her mother along to the disc jockey convention in Las Vegas? And your microphone's all rusty? And your 45 commercials are spinning at 78? And the engineer just put on a big symphony and won't turn it off because he says he likes good music? And you just interviewed a lady singer and she said a lot of dirty words over the airwaves and the mayor's trying to contact you. Is that what's bothering you, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with any testitude and fortitude, and you sure to wild to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Say there, Bunky. You say you're spinning the hits of the week and the owner of the station calls up and wants to hear Liebestraum? And you just discovered you've been given the wrong times all morning and all your listeners are late for work? And a lot of them got fired and they're suing you? And someone brought up a container of coffee with a live turtle in it? And it fell all over your brand new copy. And the turntables got stuck and it's Sunday and you gotta keep ad-libbing till the man comes back from the beach to fix them. And your pants are all soaked from that coffee and someone sticks last year's headlines under your nose and you're reading them. And the head of your fan club, a big, heavy-set girl, was just arrested for attacking an old man in a hotel lobby. Is that what's on your mind, Bunky?
Well, if you're head up high, take a walk in the sun with that magnitude and fortitude that you sure wild, you sure want to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Well, this is the old philosopher saying,
man the lifeboats, women and A&R men first.
Selfish desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold, as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. A racism and greed will keep the people in need from getting what's right for theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling a dear humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. Cause paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupon paper bills. And now the U.S. mints on paper prints millions every day, and use the eagle for their symbol, cause it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words "In God We Trust." But the dollar bill is the only god, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now a new it means an endless amount stolen over the years. And co-epis means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art. For 33 and a third is high as a mason can go without a falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last parts of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fool the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury where they store the gold they stole, and Amur means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white's for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the land of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many.
Selling out is easy to do. It's not so hard to find a buyer for you. When money talks, you're under its spell. But what do you have when there's nothing left to sell? selling out.
I'd rather call it compromise.
It's easy to do.
Sometimes you have to close your eyes.
It's not so hard.
Being rich is no disgrace.
To find a buyer for you.
Put on your shoes and join the race.
Oh, and money talks.
It has a very soothing voice.
You're under its spell.
It's up to you to make the choice.
Ah, but what do
Before
you have
know it,
when there's nothing left to sell? You can't always break the rules. People who try are fools. When you get older, maybe then you will see. I've always found ideals don't take the place of meals. That's how it is and how it will always be. It's so nice to have integrity. I'll tell you why. If you really have integrity, it means your price is very high. So remember when you start to preach and moralize, that we all are in the game, and brother, its name is compromise.
It's so selling nice to have integrity.
I'll tell you why.
It's
not to have integrity.
So remember when you start
you want to take me out, show me the town, buy me diamonds and a beautiful gown. But where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Laid on the line. You fill me full of promises that everything's all right. Still you take me out and spend nothing but the night. Where's the money, honey? I need the money, honey. Where's the money, honey? Laid on the line. You took me out, told me to drink my fill. The waiter came around and you couldn't pay the bill. Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Laid on the line. Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? Laid on the line. You're always begging to have a little fun. I'm telling you now, no money, no fun. Where's the money, honey? Where's the money, honey? I need the money, honey. Laid on.
W F M U.
Hey, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I gotta talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. The worst record ever made. This has got to be garbage. How about Sleeping Beauty and Ray Charles? How about James Brown and Little Red Riding Hood? How about a Jupiter Bulldog? How about the Dragon Lady? Hey, surfers, are you listening to me? I want to hear a surfer. is after skirting a car you're listening to. Think there's ever been a dance called the wheelchair? Do it sitting down. You know how hard it is to yell at a microphone for 2.5 minutes? Pretty hard. Shows you how desperate we all are. And shows you how desperate you are to be listening to all this. The nitty gritty. I wonder if they'll still be doing this when they're 74 years old. You ever hear the Beach Boys? Or Roy Orbison? Or the Crystals? I have. You. How about the Snowmen? Or Dan and Dean? Oh, Russ Colombo. Glenn Miller. Oh, yeah. It's a part of our culture. How about World War III on television? Hey, TV. Are you trying to play that guitar? Are you? You know, when you make a record like this, you gotta be real original and funny. And at this point, it's real sickening and horrible. As sickening as the music we're listening to. Are we gonna stop rock and roll? Are we gonna stop rhythm and blues? Are we gonna stop surfing? Hey. Are we gonna stop this record? I'm gonna stop this record right now. Hey, 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 hey. No, no. Stop. Stop everything. The public has heard enough. I know you gotta go, but oh, come on. Hey. So what about the what about Bach and Beethoven and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin? Hey, stop, 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 stop. See, it was the worst record in the world after all.
You jocks. You see, MC'd one of them 24-hour telethons and took in $7, pledges and all. And you got 1,000 requests for a record by Lily Pons, so you play it and get a rep as the first sick DJ. And that delicatessen which used to send up all those free sandwiches starts charging you for them. Save your money. And you just had a coughing attack in the middle of a cough drop commercial. And they just banned your theme. Is that what's for real today, Booby?
Well, lift your head up high and belt out that station break with a vengeance. You show those song pluggers. You show the wild. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up.
Those tapes. I hope not. Hey there, Bleary. You say your wife decides to sit with you on that all-night show. She says she heard a lot of voices. And since you said Paul Anka's getting old, a heavy-set girl on a motorcycle seems to be stalking you. And you just interviewed a guy with blisters all over his mouth, and you both used the same mic. And the station manager keeps telling you you'd be great on TV. The trouble is, he keeps saying it all the time now. And you just bit your tongue trying to talk like a hipster. Is that what's taking the zing out of your pitch today, Pagliacci?
Well, lift that needle on high and get your lunch off the turntable. Gargle before each commercial. Don't fool around on the bandstand. Your day will come. I can see it all now. The top 10 hits in a week. In fourth place, Beethoven's Fifth.
Hey there, boo-boo. You say you got a lot of mashed notes from someone named Billy, and you find out it's a man. And your engineer cuts you off the air, locks the control room door, and takes over. Little prank by a sweet, cocky kid. And a guy gives you a free record and pulls out a badge. And your health food sponsor just found out you're 5 foot tall and weigh 246 pounds. And on your first live discussion panel, everybody gets drunk and a fist fight breaks out with a lot of dirty words. You're lucky nobody was listening. And another 1,000 postcards just come in for that Lily Pons record. Is that what's got you spinning at 78 today, Busker?
Well, play that music out loud. Keep those flippos out of the studio. Fight, fight, fight. While you're at it, get a new sign-off. You showed them all. You showed them all. Remember, a pretty girl is like a melody, but get 3 or 4 tunes playing at once, you can go crazy there. Isn't the old philosopher saying, you show me an antique stringed instrument that's been stored in the attic, and I'll show you a dirty liar.
Don't be afraid, we're just testing the equipment here. Okay, everything seems to be working. Okay. Alright, Grab Bag Edition. Now, one thing I try to do is keep things coherent with themes and, you know, sets and topics and things like that. Like, we'll have a Western Swing Week, we'll have 78s, we'll have a Covers Week, psychedelic stuff, trains. Who knows what? Christmas. We're big on Christmas around here. So, there's a lot to be said for just throwing it at you. Fan style. We call this, in the trucking business, we call this loading the truck with a fan, where everything's all over the floor, on the walls, piled up on each other in all kinds of weird, stupid ways. And it gets the job done, although, you know what? Maybe it's not the neatest. So, we started that set with the DJ's Philosopher from Eddie Lawrence. E Pluribus Unum was the last poet. Selling Out was Tom Lehrer. Chubby Newsom asking the musical question, where's the money, honey? Althea and the Memories, the worst record ever made. Something called Someone, Something, Something, whatever, called Akaten and the USA record label Suite. And the DJ's Philosopher returns from our old pal Eddie Lawrence, who's still going at it, by the way. He's got to be around 90, etc. So, FMU, I think that a lot of what I am I owe to FMU, which may not be a good thing, but it's not definitely not a bad thing. I've been doing this for 27 years or something now, and it still fills me with joy and awe and wonder every week. Every time I find a song I've never heard before. Every kind of weird, nonsensical thing that I hear that I want to share with you guys, I owe to FMU. I owe that curiosity and that focus to FMU. And it's a very important part of my life, and I know it's a very important part of a lot of you. A lot of you who listen to the radio and in the local area and who listen on the internet from all over the world. The word must go out. People must know. So For what it's worth, I spend about maybe between 8 and 10 hours a week putting this stuff together, looking for stuff, finding stuff, tweaking stuff, kind of playing Tetris with the playlists and things like that. And I know it's for a good reason. And I know you know it's for a good reason, too. So do us all a favor, me especially. Get up there. Get online. WFMU.org. Find a pledge page. Make a pledge. You don't have to mention my name. It's not important. It's not about me. It's about the music and about just the general wonder of it all. And I think that's what you get out of it more than anything else. It's the surprise of knowing or not knowing what's next. For example, who in the world would come up with something like a record label suite? Amazing. I just heard that for the first time. I knew it had to be shared with the rest of you. So do me a favor, WFMU.org, make a pledge. Don't look back, because you look back one day, it won't be there anymore. And then what are we going to do? That's the question. I'll be back.
Mambo.
Mama loves Mambo.
Look at them sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it. Wow! Papa loves a mambo.
Mama loves mambo?
Yeah, Papa does great with it.
Swings like a gate with it. He loses weight with it now.
He goes to.
She goes to.
He goes fast.
She goes slow.
Well, he goes left.
And she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but the Mama is nowhere in sight.
2, 3, 4. Well,
Papa loves a mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling the zing again. Wow! Papa loves a mambo.
Mama loves mambo. Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves mambo tonight.
Loves a mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Having the swing again, younger than spring again, feeling the zing again. Wow! Mama loves a mambo.
Mama loves mambo. Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves mambo tonight.
Singing, and I saw my buddies leaving in a bag. I certainly did. And I've been here so long. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm starting to dry. I'm Cecil Chickadee, the unwanted French fry. You know, not too long ago, as I laid in the potato patch up north, I always dreamed of the day that I would be cut up and fried into a golden brown French fry. I dream of the big city with the bright lights. I'd lay in a golden pan under a nice little old light, just waiting for somebody nice to pick me up and eat me. I got stuck out here in this old dilapidated rundown hamburger stand where heaven knows who goes by. Nobody around here seems to like French fries. I've been here about 3.5 hours and this order is too cheap to buy a 20-watt bulb to put under me so I can keep warm. I'm Cecil, the unwanted French fries. I got a cousin who went up to the city, and I can just bet you that he's frying in a nice golden pan along with all my other relatives. He's tanning himself to a golden brown, and people are just hankering just for a little old bite of him. Well, I'm sitting here all cold and hard and just wondering what's going to become of him. Cecil, the unwanted French fry. You know what? It's an awful thing when you're all alone. Nobody cares whether you stay or go. I only wish that somebody would come along and order me and take me in their hand and hold me to their teeth and bite into me and say, that French fry is good! Instead, I guess I just get thrown out like all the rest. I want you to remember something. If you're ever out and you see an old, brown, broken up French fry trying to keep itself warm, well, that'll be me, Chickadee. Old Cecil, order me. Take me home. I sure will be good to you when you bite. Be good to you when you bite into me. So I'm going to tell you just one more one.
children cry for Castoria. Yes, they cry for Castoria. Mother, relieve your constipated child. Hurry, mother, even a fretful, bilious, feverish child loves the pleasant taste of Castoria. Castoria, Castoria, oh, gentle, harmless laxative, which never fails to sweeten the stomach and open the bowels. It never cramps nor overacts. Ask your druggist for genuine Castoria. All the instructions are printed in the bottle. Children cry for Castoria.
Than I do at any other time of year. I sit more in the summer time than I do at any other time of year. Sit in the morning, sit in the evening, sit in the afternoon. And when I'm not sitting on the pot, I start this lovely tune. Oh, I sit more in the summer time than I do at any other time of year. I sit more in the summer time than I do at any other time of year.
WFMU.
Is this the Yuletide? It's such a mystery. Will I be denied, or will there be gifts for me? Come down the stairs, look under the tree and see. Really matters to me.
silhouette of a man.
Santa Claus, will you come down my chimney? Donner and Blitzen, Cupid and Vixen, please.
Pull the sleigh, pull the sleigh, Santa, please don't give a call.
Nobody loves me.
He's such a bad boy from a bad family. Big chunks of coal should go under his tree.
Raising Cain, raising hell, please don't give me coal.
Kris Kringle,
no, do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Do not give him coal.
Never, 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 never,
coal.
Never give me coal. Come on, Santa,
Santa, please don't give me coal. Saint Nicholas has a lump of anthracite for me, for me, for me.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Caught me in the middle of my sitar practice. I try to get that in when I can. All right, let me uncross my leg here. Oh, that hurts. Okay. All right. Something else unique you may not know about this show here is that I am the only producer in the world, I guess, that has a cat for a co-producer. And if you do hear a loud crash, it's Jersey falling off of a stack of CDs. She's doing inventory or something. I don't know. Anyway, we started that set with, where are we? Here we go. Okay, here we are. Jimmy Rivard and his Oklahoma Ramblers, his Oklahoma Cowboys, his Oklahoma Playboys, something like that. And that was Ride 'em Cowboy, a Western swing song about cowboys. I have an extensive collection of both, and I'll bring them to you. Because I can do that. And I will. If I can find my cowboy stuff, anyway. I don't know where they are. They're missing, and I'm getting concerned, but they've got to be under a pile of something somewhere. I'm not too well organized. We heard from Grandpa Jones and Minnie Pearl together, as you had always hallucinated in your worst nightmares. That was Papa Loves Mambo. Cecil, the unwanted French fry, was the real Don Steele, not to be confused with the fake Don Steele. Nicholas Slonimsky. That was Castoria. Remember Castoria? You're old enough. Say no more. The lovely tune was Ezio Pinza and the Budapest String Quartet. I'd go back and listen to that again if you missed the point the first time. And the Pledge Drive. How appropriate is that? And that was the Christmas Rhapsody. just because somebody's got to bring you Christmas music all year round, and that someone is me, and I'm not afraid of it, and I'm not ashamed of it. Not really proud of it either, but there it is. It's just the way it goes. So that's it for this week. I will be back next week with some more strangeness for you, because that's what I do. Please don't forget to go to your computer, your phone, make a pledge to WFMU. Keep this kind of nonsense rolling, because it's important. How important is it? Well, the mystery tune will spell out what could happen if things don't go too well. Remember, this could be our alternate future. Don't let this happen to you. I'll see you next week. Enjoy this wonderful weather, huh?
On November 9th, 1994, the morning after the election, I returned to my polling place to find the mangled remains of the American liberal buried under a conservative landslide. Male or female or black or white, I couldn't tell. But I knew it was a liberal because the heart was still on the sleeve and the knees were still jerking. Well, now the ashes have been scattered, though not as scattered as the liberal when he was alive. And the conservatives have come to power, and things are changing. There's a new show on PBS called Mr. Rogers' Gate Guarded Community. And the conservatives themselves are changing. They're morphing. They're the Mighty Morphin Power Brokers. And they're wearing the power ties, and they're taking the power lunches. But you know, the one thing that they've been missing up to this point is a power ballad. When the night has been too long, when every road you choose muddies up your shoes and leads you wrong.
When you're cold and lonely, when your rope is at its end, darkness clouds the skies and tears fill your eyes, when you just need a friend,
don't look at me, wipe your
and if I've kept you down or made you cry or trampled all your hopes and dreams,
well, that's the way it goes. In heaven there's no hate or war. In heaven no one's hungry or poor. In heaven they hold hands evermore.
But we're on earth and here on earth,
it's every man for himself.
When you're a not yet. When you're a black Chicano, Native American, Jewish lesbian folk singer,
and this morning when you woke up, you hit your head on the steering wheel,
your shoulder deep in shit, and you just want to quit. I know how you can get a handgun without the usual background check.
Get off my lawn, pay your rent on time.
And if I hire to build a wall around my property, it's just cause I'm tough on crime.
In heaven there's no fear or need. In heaven no one's rabid with greed. In heaven you get laid guaranteed. But we're all
send the American liberal off to the great society in the sky. We await the day when he'll be joined by his friends, the literate and the tolerant, when all the frivolous arts and sciences are replaced by a nationwide network of publicly funded putting greens, that government at the people, and above the people, and in spite of the people, shall not perish, but that certain people shall. And until then, my friends, it's every man.